This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Court Vacates Uranium Processing Facility Key Decisions. Judge Pamela Reeves, Chief United States District Judge for the Eastern District of Tennessee, declared the Department of Energy and its semi-autonomous National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, in violation of the National Environment Policy Act, NEPA, and vacated key decisions regarding NNSA's enriched uranium operations at the Y-12 National Security Complex in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Ralph Hutchinson, coordinator of the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance, noted, quote, "With this ruling, the NNSA no longer has any legal authority to continue construction of the uranium processing facility bomb plant," end quote. Reeves's 104-page well-researched ruling declares, quote, "The 2016 supplement analysis, the 2016 amended record of decision, ROD, the 2018 supplement analysis, are vacated," end quote. The 2016 amended ROD was prepared by NNSA to, quote, "reflect its decision to implement a revised approach for meeting enriched uranium requirements by upgrading existing enriched uranium processing buildings and constructing a new uranium processing facility," end quote. The 2016 amended ROD was the first formal statement of NNSA's plan to separate its single-structure big box uranium processing facility design into multiple buildings and to continue using two out-of-compliance facilities for enriched uranium operations for at least 20 more years. Reeves ruled on a lawsuit brought by the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and several individual plaintiffs challenging the federal government's environmental analysis for its nuclear weapons operations in Oak Ridge. Nick Lawton of the public interest law firm Eubanks & Associates, LLC, represented the plaintiffs. Reeves rejected two of the plaintiffs' claims, but validated their argument that new earthquake data published in 2014 must be considered in NNSA's environmental analysis. Dismissing one of the government's arguments that its analysis of potential seismic impacts was sufficient, Reeves wrote, quote, "Y-12 is located in a populous and quickly growing part of the country. Within the range of possible NEPA cases that might come through this courthouse, the court is hard-pressed to imagine a more dramatic hypothetical than this, where it must contemplate what might occur if a major earthquake struck a nuclear weapons manufacturing facility located in a major population center," end quote. The decision may also have serious ramifications for NNSA's efforts to expand nuclear weapons production at other sites, including Los Alamos National Laboratory. Jay Coughlin, director of co-plaintiff Nuclear Watch New Mexico, commented, quote, "Uranium and plutonium components manufacturing are two sides of the same coin of expanding nuclear weapons production for a new global arms race. The Department of Energy should take this court ruling against its uranium processing facility as a warning that it must also comply with NEPA requirements while ill-advisedly expanding the production of plutonium pits, the radioactive cores of nuclear weapons," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.